This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay customer service. I'm Davis. How can I help you?
Yeah, where are you from?
We are from Melbourne, Victoria.
Yeah, and it says you're going to take some money from my account.
Sorry, what are you saying?
Where are you calling? What company?
From eBay.
From eBay?
Yes.
Okay. They just said they're going to take money out of my account. A recorded message said they're going to take money from my account. Can you confirm, please?
Of course, sir. First of all, you confirm me. Apart from you, how many people use your information?
Sorry?
Apart from you, how many people use your personal details?
No one, just me.
All right. But I
and and maybe my partner occasionally.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
So you want to continue that or you want to cancel it? Just confirm me first.
I don't know what it's for.
I want to explain to you, sir. Basically, you're doing in your normal work each and every day, like you check your email, Facebook, Instagram, watching videos, news, anything you are doing by your end. That point of time, you receive lots of the advertisement from Amazon shopping, eBay shopping, something like that, it will be come up in your screen. And you are touched on by mistake see any activate over there, any link you need to touch on it. That's why somebody else directly access your information. And they are trying to misuse your details. That's
right. Okay. And do you know what is the purchase for?
It's a iTunes gift card, sir. Apple iTunes gift card.
Yeah, no, I didn't do anything like that.
So you want to cancel it?
Yes, please.
All right. You be with me. I want to definitely cancel that. And otherwise,
sure.
You can't facing any problems. So you confirm me first.
Sure.
Do you have any device, sir, like cell phone, iPad, tablet, anything? Because it's an online cancellation. That's why.
I have a tablet and my phone.
Okay. Right now, which one you have?
The phone.
All right. And it's an Android phone or it's an iPhone?
Android.
All right. Can you please put the phone on speaker, sir? Just try to put the phone call on speaker.
Yeah, you are.
All right. Press the home button. After press the home button and go back to your normal home page, please.
On my phone?
Yeah, on your phone.
Right. 1 second. So you want me to get back to my home page?
Yeah, then you can see near all the apps, like your gallery, camera, contact, messages. Just try to go back to that page.
All right, actually, we don't hang up. 1 second. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Let me see. What app am I looking for?
It's the Play Store.
Play Store, yeah.
Open it up.
Yeah.
And after open up the Play Store, look on the very top. You have an option, search for apps and games. You can see that.
Which one?
You look on the very top. It's option, search for apps and games. Can you see that option?
Yes, I search for.
Touch on that option, search for.
Yep.
Now you need to do type over. Yeah, you type over there. AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
Any dial?
AnyDesk.
Sorry, it's a bit hard to understand what you're saying. Can you spell the word?
Yes, it's A for Apple, A.
A for Apple, yep.
Then N as in Nancy, N.
M?
N for Nancy, N.
So A-M or A-N?
A-N, N as in Nancy, N.
M for Mary, right?
N for Nancy.
N for Nancy. Okay, A-N, yeah?
Then Y for Yellow.
Y for Yellow.
D for Doctor.
Yep. D for Doctor, yeah.
E for Elephant.
E?
Yes.
Yep.
Then S for Sugar, S.
Yep.
Then K for King, K.
Okay, any desk?
Yeah, right. Then search, right. After touch on search.
Okay, it says install.
Yeah, touch on install, right. It's a green option, install.
Install, okay. So now?
And after touch on install,
yeah.
Do you have any option like open? Give a touch on open.
Open, yep. Privacy.
Okay, click on OK. You have any option? OK, click on OK.
There's Knox license.
Yeah, click on OK. Any option is the very bottom.
Yeah.
OK. Click on OK.
Yeah. Unplug.
And after that?
Yeah.
OK. Look at the very bottom. It's the next or any option. Allow or OK. Click on OK.
Yep. And now we're back to any desk plug-in.
Yeah, then?
Press install.
Yeah, press install, right. Touch on install.
Yeah.
And after touch on install, now what you can see?
It just come up, try Google Play Pass free 1 month. No,
sorry,
not now.
Press the back. Don't touch on anywhere. Just press the back key.
Yeah.
Now what do you can see after touch on back?
I can see now the any desk plug-in at one, uninstall it says, or...
Touch on the go back key, press the back key once again.
Yeah, accessibility.
Yeah, touch on that.
Yeah.
Now you can see any option tutorial.
Yeah, it says recommended for you, talk back, visibility enhancement,
yeah,
hearing enhancement.
Touch on back.
Which one?
Touch on back, back key.
Back key, yep.
Now what do you
have? Tutorial.
Tutorial. Touch on that tutorial. Yeah, touch on it.
Touch on it?
Yeah, touch on that.
Yeah, connection status.
Yeah, because the blue dot is blinking, touch on over there once again.
There's a red dot with a tick, yeah. And now
what is
your phone number?
Get a phone number, that is your cancellation ID number. Just tell me that number, slowly.
826818796.
All right, just match it down. It is 826818796, right?
Yep.
All right. Now, just below of that number, you can see that little option over there, set password. Can you see that, sir?
Set password?
Yeah. Just check. It's a little option, set password.
What password do you want? Remote address. Set password?
Yeah, touch on that set password. You can see that set password option. Touch on that, yeah.
And now it goes, always show incoming session
below
request.
That, just look on the very bottom, scroll down the page a little bit. It's the option permission profile. After touch on set password, just check the option permission profile.
It's in security now. Permission profile, yeah?
Yeah, touch on that.
Yeah.
And after touch on that permission profile, can you see that option will become unattended access, last option?
No, it says default, screen share, full access, or closed.
Unattended access, just check this option over there, unattended access.
Yeah, press that one.
Yeah, that one, touch on it.
Yeah.
And after touch on that option, you can see that option, enable unattended access.
Enable unattended access, yep.
Yeah, yeah, and just right inside is a little square box over there. Just try to touch on
yep.
that.
Yeah.
And now it is asking password.
Yeah.
Now I want the security password provide you. You need to type over there, all in lowercase. It's Apple, A-P-P-L-E, Apple 121.
Apple 121?
Yes.
Press OK, right?
Press OK, right.
The password is sufficiently safe. Okay, yes.
All right. Now, after click on OK, now look on the very bottom. Can you see that option close? Touch on close.
Yeah.
Now, after touch on close, just go back to that number page. Just paste the back key and just go back to that number page, like 8268-18796. You can see that number?
Yeah.
Now, stay on that page. Right now, I want to send you security warning because you know very well that it is a secure server. That's why our technician team, our server, they are trying to provide you a security warning with your phone.
Right.
Now, all right. Now, right now, you check in your screen.
Yeah. Security warning, yeah.
Yeah. Now, just take option start now. Just try to touch on that start now. This option. This
yeah.
option will become up. Now, what do you can see?
Amazon Secure Saver.
Press the home button, sir. Press the home button and go back to your normal home page. Press the home button and go back to your normal home page first.
Should I go back to the home page?
Yeah, press the home button and go back to your home page.
Yeah.
And what you can see right now?
Just my normal home page, the weather, and a couple of apps.
All right. Now stay on that page right now. Don't do anything.
Yeah. Can you see it?
Yeah, I'm here. Don't do anything right now.
But can you see my screen?
I can't see anything in your screen or anywhere because it is a secure server. You
okay.
are connected with, yeah, our secure server right now. Now, you
right.
need to do, sir, you need to do, just, just try to open up the AnyDesk once again. Just try to open up the AnyDesk. Touch on that, and you can see that number right now.
AnyDesk connection established Amazon secure server. 731.
Yeah, you can see that number.
No.
You can see that number right now. Once again,
8,
you
2,
can see
6.
That. Yeah, you can see that number right now.
Yeah.
All right. Now don't do anything.
Okay. Security warning.
Now start. Press on start now.
Yeah.
Now, press the home button, press the home button.
Home button?
Yeah, press the home button.
Yep. Yep. Also, I have my eBay to buy an Apple. An Apple iPhone or something.
Now? Right
yeah.
now, sir, you need to do, just try to check to your messages, sir.
Go to messages? Yep.
Yes. Do you receive any kind of message yesterday? Like any purchase messages you received?
Any purchase messages?
Like anywhere, like Amazon, eBay, anywhere you are purchase anything and that type message you receive anywhere?
Not yesterday.
All right,
yesterday.
Go back. All right, go back to your homepage, please. Go back.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
Sir, first of all, you confirm me. Do you do online banking?
Yeah.
Yeah, and for right now, because somebody else, they are trying to charge this $299. So you need to simply log into your bank, sir, and try to check any money. It will be debited in your account or not. Just try to check.
Okay, one second. I have to get my partner to access that. One second. Got it. Good. Huh? Where'd you go?
Are you checked, sir?
Yeah, one second, I'm nearly there. Account. Are you trying to refund it?
No, we are not trying to refund it. We are just trying to telling you, you need to check first. Like $299, it will be charged in your account or not. Just try to check and confirm it.
Okay. When, today?
Yesterday, madam, right.
Today or yesterday?
Anyway, just try to check, then you can understand that. Yesterday it will be charged or today it will be charged.
No,
so simply check.
Is that on my credit card?
Yes, in your credit card account. Just try to check it.
Yeah, no, nothing here for $299.
All right. Any other charges, like any other amount?
Do you have the name of the company? Is it called Hot Gift?
Gift card, right?
Correct?
Yes, that one.
Yeah, they shouldn't be doing that.
No, they shouldn't be, because I've already paid for it. I don't know why they're trying to...
Take it again.
On the 18th of December, I purchased this $299. Let me just double check.
All right, you need to do, sir. You just try to check to your cell phone. Because it's a transaction, it will be not exactly amount. You just try to check. You need to do just try to check that information with yourself.
Can
be your statement.
Yeah, we're looking. Yes. The 18th of December on the board.
You're doing online banking. You check to online.
You just try
to check that cell phone. On your cell phone, you need to check that.
Yeah, what do I need to check for?
Like a transaction.
Sorry?
I'm looking
on my account statement now, but I can't see anything for $299.
All right. And what exactly, like, where you are checking? Is that another device? You have any other device?
Yeah, I'm checking on my Galaxy.
My partner's
Galaxy.
All right.
A tablet, all right?
Yeah, that is your account or that is your wife's account?
That's my account, my credit card.
Okay. And you don't do any online purpose? You can't use your cell phone, right?
this is my basis.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can see your
latest,
yeah, on your credit file.
Maybe come up to date, yeah.
Alright, so what you do, sir, just look on your cell phone. You have a, you have your, just try to log into your email account, please, and try to check, do you receive any confirmation email or not?
Okay, stop it.
Hot gift.
Notice
from Hot Gift.
Can't you just cancel this on your behalf?
Of course I want to cancel it. That's why we are just trying to call you.
Yeah.
But I think
because
your information... Let me finish, then you can understand that. Let me finish. I want to explain to you something. I believe you are not doing that. But I think without your authorization and without your permission, somebody else, they are trying to take your details. And they are trying to misuse. That's why you are facing that kind of problem. Right?
Right.
So we are just trying to do, we are just block that person and block that gateway. And in future, nobody can touch your details and nobody can use it.
Right.
So right now you need to do, sir, just press the home button and go back to your home page.
Yep.
And you need to try to log into your bank on that cell phone. Just try to log in. Yep. Now just check the statement, like any money it will be charged or not, or in that way.
What is that? There is charges here. NRMA and Uber Eats. But nothing for $2.99.
Okay. All right. You need to do still just try to log out in your bank.
Sorry?
Look on the very top in your screen, sir. You can see any left-hand side arrows, the very top you have, sir? And you are purchasing any loan or something?
A what is that?
Hang on a second. Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Now you need to do... All right. Now, don't worry, sir. Just...
Yeah.
You need to do... Just stay on the line right now because its amount will be $2.99. It is a suspicious charge. Like, you can't see anything with your end, but it is showing an hour and somebody charges something. So, don't worry. Right now, I want to talk with our accounts department and...
Right.
I want to transfer this call to our senior accounts team department, and they are trying to provide you each and every information right now, and they are trying to exactly telling you how do you get back that money. All right? So you stay on the line.
Sure.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you so much for being on hold, sir. You are speaking to Gary. I'm one of the accounts officer from anti-fraud department, sir, of eBay. Well, just now, sir, you are having a word with one of our representatives, and I believe he must explain you about the problems, right? Like what's going on exactly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Now, first of all, sir, at this moment, sir, I believe he must have been told you that an order has been placed of $299, right? from eBay and from PayPal. We just found a lot of transaction has been happened. So what we are going to do is, sir, we are just going to cancel the transaction which has been placed by the hacker, and at the same time we are just going to refund you the money back, okay, if any money has been debited. Now at this moment, sir, I want to ask you, what do you see right now on your phone?
I'm still on my bank statement.
Okay. So you got a business transaction account, right? And then you got a MasterCard Gold. All right. Now, I believe, sir, your main account is your business trans account, right? That is your main account you deal with.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, sir, you just need to press your home button, go to your home screen. I want to show you one more thing which is very important and which you must know about it. Now, open up your Google, sir. Open up your Google. Open up your Google.
Yeah.
Now, you see, okay, take your time, sir. No problem.
Google?
Now, you just, yes, sir. Now, you see at the top, there is an option called search. So you just type over there, M for Mary, Y for yellow, and then give a space.
Sorry, space?
Yes, give a space. And then write it down number one. Write it down number one.
The number or the word?
The words, number one, okay?
Okay, N-U-M.
No, it's just a number. Just a number.
Okay. Yeah.
And then type P. P for Peter.
P for Peter.
Now, just below you see there will be a second option called My 1P Address Location. Do you see that? My 1P Address Location. Do you see that, sir?
My 1P
Address Location.
Yeah.
Just tap on it, the second option.
Yeah.
Now, do you see, sir, what is my, you see at the top, it's in a blue highlighted, it says, what is my IP address location? Find out here. Tap on it, on the blue line. Tap on the blue line.
Yeah.
Now, after that, you see your address, your IP address, that will be, it's written over there. What is your IP address? Can you just tell me? Hello.
Yeah. Now I'm starting to get suspicious.
Okay.
I'm scared now. I don't know.
Sir.
I don't know if this is a fault.
Sir.
Are you a scammer too?
Not at all, sir. We are here to fix up your problem. Okay. You're talking to an officer. And this call, sir, is being legally recorded for your safety and our training purposes. I'm not here to mislead you or misguide you. Now, you see, sir, at the top it's written. Now, you see at the top it's written what is my IP address, right? And then you see 123.51.36.119, correct? Right?
Yes, that's correct.
And below you see, sir, your online activity can be seen. You just read out that sentence. Read out the whole sentence. Do you see that?
Where is it?
You see the red line at the top. It's written something.
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
So it means, sir, your activity can be seen by your internet service provider. Okay. And spying on your connection means, you know, like there are a lot of people from overseas, they can use your identity and for your connection for illegal purposes. And how this has happened, I will tell you. See, whenever you are going through like, whenever you are going to your friend's place or you are going for a coffee outside for any cafe coffee day, right?
Or
you go for shopping, I believe you connect a Wi-Fi, right? So on that time, sir, you know, there are a lot of hackers, you know, are available. So what they do is, they are just trying to track your identity, and after that, they are starting doing fraudulent activities, okay?
Right.
They are using your they are using your identity for illegal purposes, okay?
Right.
And after
yeah.
that, they start doing all lot of, you know, business that is called money laundering business, the most dangerous
yeah.
business that they are doing it. Because, see, they are not interested on your money, not on a single dollar, okay?
Yeah.
They are
yeah.
only interested on your identity, okay? Because
yeah.
once they will got your identity, what they will do is, you know, at this moment, they are sending money from one place to another country. See, your IP location, I'll just show you. That is in Australia, New South Wales, Sydney, correct? Right?
Yeah.
This is your IP. Now, I will just show you one more thing, which is very much important for you. Now, I will just show you where your ID has been hacked by the hacker. Now, you can see. At this moment, first of all. You are the only one, sir, who use this phone, right? Apart
yeah.
from you, no one else use this phone. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you see, sir?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, I will just show you one more thing, which is very important, which you must know about it. Okay? Now, you see, sir?
Are you talking?
No, our server is helping you. Automatic server
okay.
is helping
yeah.
you. I can't see anything because I am on a different place. I'm talking to you and you have
yeah.
been connected to cancel the transaction which has been made. You have been connected to our server. That is on a different place. Okay. Now at this
yeah.
moment, sir, you see, sir, first of all, you see that is your IP address, right? And then you see your IP location has been hacked by the hacker, you see. Mountain View, California, US, right?
Yep. Yep.
This is the, from California, the hacker, they have been used your identity for illegal purposes, okay?
Oh, wow.
So what we are, yeah. So what we are going to do is, sir, we are just going to help you how we can cancel the order and how we are
yep.
just going to cancel each and everything for you right now, okay? So first
yep.
of all, you just need to, I believe, sir, if suppose, sir, cops will come to your doorstep, cops will think you have done the damage, right? Because they know
yeah.
your name is there, right? But I
right.
know and you know, sir, that you haven't done anything, right? But the hackers,
yeah.
they are using your identity and they are using it for illegal purposes, right? So what we are
yeah.
going to do is, sir, we are just going to generate a code for you so that we can give you a security on your money, on your account. And at the same time, we are just going to cancel all the transactions which has been placed by the hacker. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
We are just going to make a trap to catch the hacker so that you're not going to face that problem again and again. Okay?
Okay.
Now you just
yeah.
have to press your home button and log in into your bank and I will tell you after that what you have to do is. Okay? Right? Go to your home screen and log
yeah.
in into your com bank. Log in into your com bank once again because we just need to generate a code for you. And after that, I will tell you, like, what you have to do is, okay, right?
Yeah.
Now, what do you see, sir, right now? You just hold on, don't do anything. Our server is going to help you right now, okay? And after that, you will get to know. Because these things are, you know, are very tricky. And the hackers, they are from different stuff, you know. So, they are just going to do all sorts of things, right? So what we are going to do is, sir, we are just going to help you, how we are going to do all those things for you. And sir, you are the only one, sir, like who use this phone or someone else also use this phone apart from you, sir?
No, just me.
Oh, you are the only one who use this phone, right? Apart
yeah.
from you, no one else use this phone. Now we are
no.
just going to generate a code for you, sir. After generating a code, you will get to know, like what I was trying to explain you, okay? Right? Now, what do you see, sir, right now?
Money.
Okay. Because we are just giving you a security. So, can you just scroll up, sir? Just scroll up.
Scroll to where?
Okay, just hold on.
It's scrolling by itself.
Okay, because you don't do anything. You just need to scroll it up. Scroll up your page, sir. Scroll up.
Scroll the page?
Yeah. No, not the page. You
the
just
money?
Hold on, okay? Yeah, the money. Swallow up the money. Make it 500. Swallow up the money. Yep.
Yeah, what's that?
Yep. Now, I will just tell you why you are doing it. Because we, as I told you, sir, we are just generating a code for you, sir. So that's why we are doing it for you, right? And now you will see the code is going to come up. And after that, I will tell you like what you have to do is, okay? So what do you see, sir, right now?
I just saw you take $500.
No, we are not taking any money, sir, from you, okay? Right?
Okay.
We are just giving you a security. We are just hide that money for you so that we can go ahead and we are just going to give you a security. As I told you, we have generated a code for you. Okay, you open up your com bank. I will just show you the code which I'm talking about for you right now. Okay,
a code.
Yeah.
Why?
You just do.
Why is it?
Now,
what's the code
this
for?
Is a, yeah, I'll tell you. This is just a cancellation code, right? Now I will just show you first of all. You open up your Google page, sir. Open up your Google page, sir.
Yeah.
Open up your Google page. And I want to show you one more important thing which you must know about it. Now you see at the top it's written V for Victoria. Search option, right? Type over there V for Victoria. A for Victoria. Type on the top type V for Victoria. A for Australia. You see, sir, at the
I can't understand you.
Okay.
What
do you see, sir? Do you see at the top there is an option called search?
Yeah.
Now you just type over there V for Victoria.
V for Victoria, right? Yeah.
A for Australia.
A for Australia.
L for Lima.
L.
Yes. I for Indigo.
Yeah.
And then D for Delta.
Yeah.
And then after that A for Australia.
Yeah.
And then T for Tom.
Yep.
O for Oscar.
Yep.
Now you see the, you see at the very top it has come up the W3C markup validation service, right? So just tap over there, the W3C markup validation service. Now you see, sir, what is markup validation service? Do you have any idea about this, sir?
No.
I'll tell you. A markup validation service page means, like it is a page like where you can check all the information whether it has been compromised or it has been hacked by the hacker. Okay. Now you see just below, sir, you see there is a white line. Do you see that there is a white line?
Yeah, where it says address.
Yeah, exactly. You just need to type over there www dot on the address. Type over there. www.
Yeah.
And after that, write down your email address, the one which you use to receive an email and send an email. Put down, put it down over there, sir. Now write down your email, sir.
Cash flow.
Yep. Sorry?
Why does it say minus $500 from my business account?
Well, the money, as I told you, sir, we have just generated a code for you. Okay? That money is still there. Yeah, that money is still there. We have just put that money on a ledger balance. It is hidden right now. The money is still there. Okay? Your money has not been gone anywhere. Yes,
it says minus $500 from my account.
I will
tell you, sir.
No. I'll tell you. Let me explain you. That money, sir, $500, it is still there into your account. And that is on a later balance. Okay? That is not showing into your main balance. But once the work will be done completely, you will see your money will be back on the same place, $500. Okay? That is showing to you minus 500, it will coming up to into your account automatically 500 the way it was. Okay? So it will remain the same as it is. It will remain the same as it is. Okay? Now don't log in into your bank and listen to me because the work is going on. We are just cancelling the transaction. As I told you, we have just generated a code for you. Right. Now you just need to write down your email, sir, where you see markup validation service page. write down the email, okay? And once when you have write down the email, I will just show you. Right. Now, what do you see, sir?
I'm just putting the email.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, once when you put down the whole email address, below that you will see an option called check. Tap on check, okay? First of all, you just need to write down the whole email address. www. Yes, take your time, sir.
Okay, I'll put www.cafecarmelos.co, and what else do I have to do now? Next.
Yep. You just need to tap on check. You'll see an option called check. Tap on check, sir.
Here, check?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And after that, what options you see, just tell me.
It says HTTP error. 404
North Town. Okay. I believe, sir, this is your main email. All the time you receive an email, send an email, right? The error means, ma'am, the error.
The error?
Right.
What is it?
Okay. I'll just tell you, sir. Just hold on, okay? The error means, ma'am, the error means, sir, you know, the hackers, they have been trying to hack your email. And that's why, you know, the HTTP error 404 northbound. Your ID has been blocked. That's why. Now, you do one thing, sir. Press your home button. And I'll just show you one more thing, okay? Press your home button. And log in into your bank. And log in into your bank and check whether the money has been got into your account or not, okay? Just log in into your bank right now. And just tell me after that you are in, and open up your statement, okay? Now you see at the bottom, account, tap on account.
Yeah, I'm on account,
You just need to go up and open up your business account. You see which one? Business Trans account, open up that one. Now what do you see? Come down, scroll down, sir.
-500.
You see, still the -500 because come down a bit, and I will tell you after that what you have to do is, because at this moment, sir, the work is going on, and very shortly, sir, you will see your money is going to come back over there. Okay, the 500 which has been, you see, it has not there. So because we just put that money on high, and it is on a ledger balance. Okay. So that money is going to come back. Now press your home button.
Yeah.
And open up your Google once again, sir. Open up your Google once again. Open up your Google once again. Not your bank, sir. Google. The way you was, sir, on the HTTP error 1. Error 1, that page. Yeah, this one. Not your bank, sir. Take your time, sir.
Google?
No. Just hold on. I will help you. You just hold on.
It just kept scrolling.
Now, you see, sir, HTTP error not found.
Yeah.
HTTP error not found means, sir, you know, the hackers, they are trying to use your email, you know, by receiving an email, sending an email. As I told you, your identity has been compromised by the hacker very badly, okay? So that is the reason right now. So you see at the option, I'll just show you. So it means that your email has been hacked by the hacker, okay?
Yeah.
Now you just need to remove your email from there. Remove your email. And you said you are banking with Combank. Remove that one. And type over there www. And write down your bank name. And write down your bank name. It's commonwealthbank.com, okay? Write down the name. Okay, right. Now, after that, you see, sir, we are just going to give you a security, okay? So that your each and everything will be remain as it is, okay? Right?
Okay,
tap on check, sir. Yes, that's right, sir. Now, tap on check.
Okay. Yep.
Tap on check. Now, you see, sir, at the top, it will written right like error found while checking this document. And below, you will see results, and you see error and warning. Do you see that?
Yes, 7 errors and 3 warnings.
Okay. It means, sir, 7 error means, sir, the 7th time the hackers, they have been trying to hack your bank account. And that's
right.
Why, you know, your bank has sent you a notification. 7th time error. Mm-hmm. And they have been sent you 3-time warning as well so that you can get to know about it and get notified about it. Right. So that is the reason, sir, you know, at this moment your identity has been so very badly compromised. And that's why we are just giving you a security. Okay? So you can see why we have been created a 6-digit code for you. We have generated a code for you just to get all your things stuff together and better so that we can give you a protection. We are just giving you a security and we are just protecting all your things. And after this, we are going to give you a security on each and everything. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Now you just need to go back and after that, you remove your Commonwealth Bank from there. Remove your Commonwealth Bank from there.
Okay.
Remove this one. No. Stay on that page. Stay on that page, Google.
Sorry.
Just hold on. I will help you. Just hold on, sir. I will help you. Now, I'll just tell you now what you have to do is right now. Now open up your Google page, sir, once again. Open up your Google page once again.
Yep.
And write it down over there, validator. Write it down,
yep.
You see validator is there. Now what you just need to do is, sir, at this moment, you just need to be handy with your, first of all, write it down www. And after that, write down your debit card number of your Combank. And check it out whether it has been safe or not. Because we just found an order has been placed. So we are just going to check it out whether it has been safe or it has been compromised. Now write down your debit card number of your Combank, sir.
Okay, one second.
Yes, take your time, sir. And make sure when you are just putting it, don't do any mistake, okay? And make sure, sir, you are not doing any mistake, okay?
Yeah.
And once when you're done, tell me, Gary, I'm done. And I will tell you after that, like, what you have to do is, okay? And after that, you just tell me what do you see, okay? Have you
okay,
done it?
Okay, so you have put the debit card number, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Now you just give a space and write down the expiration date. Give a space, use your space button and write down the expiration date. Write down the expiration date.
Well, I'll have to go and get my credit card now.
No, your debit card. The card which you have been used. This is your debit card, right, sir? Okay,
no, I only have a credit card.
Okay, no problem. Use it.
No debit card.
No problem. Put this one. Okay, this is the number which you have got. Put it down, sir.
Yeah.
And after that, what do you see? Just let me know.
Yeah, I just put my credit card number.
Okay, and you just need to write down the expiration date after that, okay? The expiry date.
All right, 1 second. I have to get my card.
Okay, take your time, sir. No problem with that.
I swear, you're the biggest hackers out, mate. I'm telling you.
Not at all, sir. If I will hack you, what do you think? I'm going to stay like this?
I'm very scared. I've never done this before.
Sir, don't you scared. I'm not going to leave you once I'll show you all the money is there into your account. I'm going to show you
minute.
And help you, then I will leave you. This is the work I can do and I can believe and I can show you. Alright?
Alright.
Okay? Yes, thank you.
My name is Gary.
Yes, my name is Gary, sir.
Okay, expiry date?
Yes, sir. Make sure so you're not doing any mistake, okay?
Yeah.
And after that, write down your CVV and just check whether that card is safe or not, your credit card. Give a space and check it out after that.
And press check?
Just hold on. Now press on check. And after that, I'll tell you what you have to do is, right. Now, what do you see?
Mark up validation service. Sorry, this document cannot be checked. $500 cannot connect to...
Yes, sir. What do you see?
It says 500 cannot... Can't connect to WW5353. Name.
Right.
You can see what I see.
No, sir. As I told you, sir, I'm on a different place. And whatever number, sir, you have been put it over there before, it will come up over there like XX, okay? Right? So, see, at this moment, sir, when you're checking your document on your card number even, you see that your card number is also not secure at this moment, okay?
Yeah.
Right? And this is the only card which you have got from Combank, right? Apart from this card, you don't have any other card. And I believe, sir, this card is linked with your business transaction account, right? Because we are just going to give you a security, and at this moment, we are just going to show you and help you, right? After this?
Yeah.
Right. Right. Now, after that, sir, what do you see right now?
I'm on the mark up validation service.
Okay.
Jump to now, errors.
Okay. Now, you see, sir,
I got the form.
Okay. What do you have got?
It says, sorry, this document cannot be checked in red, right? Then it says, I got the following unexpected response when trying to retrieve.
Okay.
And then it's got the website or whatever, the numbers I gave you. Then it says $500 can't connect to www.5353.
Now, you see, sir, at this moment, sir, there are a lot of things is going on, right? So we are just trying to cancel all the things for you, okay? Right?
Now we are just showing you and helping you. Once the work will be done and completed, you will see everything will be fixed up, and I will just show you after that, right? So you can see, sir, your card is also not secure at this moment. We just found, sir, several transactions. The hacker, they have been placed it, right? What we are going to do, sir, we are just going to make a trap while using your card, and we are just going to do a dummy transaction, okay? So that we can secure your card, and at the same time, we are just going to cancel the transaction for the hackers, they are using it, right? Now, first of all, you just need to press your home button and open up your Google, right?
Yeah.
Now, open up your Google and type over there, Wolf's Walk. Just hold on, and I'll tell you, like, after that, what do you see right now? Now, have you ever heard about, sir, our server is helping you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Our server is helping you, as I told you plenty of time, right?
Yeah.
As I've told you, sir, plenty of time, sir, I have not done anything. Our server is helping you, right? So we are just going to help you how we can cancel each and everything for you so that we can go ahead and we can secure it right now for you, okay? At this moment, sir, you only told me that you are the only one who used this phone, right?
Yeah.
Apart from you, no one else also. Because as I told you, sir, we are just going to cancel all the gift cards which has been placed by the hacker, okay?
Uh-huh.
We are just cancelling it. And we are just securing it, okay?
Thank
so at the end of the day, sir, you are just going to get to know, right? Okay? As I'm here, sir, you don't have to worry. I'm going to help you from everywhere, okay? So that you can go ahead and we can help you after this. And you can see, sir, at this moment, what do you see right now?
I can say Woolworths.
Just hold on, okay? Our server is helping you right now. You don't touch your phone. Our server is going to help you. And he's going to tell you like how we are going to cancel all the transactions for you. All right?
Okay.
Which the hacker, they have been made it for you. We are just going to go ahead and we are just going to do that for you, okay?
So the hackers are using Woolworths too, right?
They have been used it before. We are just canceling it, okay? They have been used it, and we are just going to cancel it, okay, right?
Yeah.
So you don't need to worry about this. As we are here, we are going to give you a security, okay? Right. Now, what do you see, sir? Yeah, we are just going to cancel all the transactions, okay, which the hacker, they have been used it, okay, right? Now, they have been used, as I told you, sir, plenty of gift cards, right, the hacker. What we are going to do is, sir, we are just going to cancel it for you right now, okay, right? They have been placed an order, plenty of gift cards, you know. So we are just going to cancel it. What do you see right now, sir?
$1,500 you just got on a gift card.
Yeah, because we just found in our... That is a dummy transaction, sir, okay? That is a fake money we have been put it. And we are just going to cancel the transaction. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, what do you see, sir, after this? Once you see, sir, anything is going to happen, you just let me know, okay? Right? Now, you just need to put down your email, because once the cancellation will be done, you will be getting a confirmation email, okay? Write down your email address.
Seriously,
are you taking more money out?
Are you taking more money
out? Not at all, sir. We are not taking any money out from your account. Your money
because
will remain as it is, as I tell you. Okay?
Because my partner needs to pay bills this afternoon.
Yeah, as I told you, sir, once the work will be done completely, sir, all your money will be there and you can pay your bills, okay?
You don't need to
put www, okay? Put down only your normal email, okay? Right? Put down your email and I will tell you after that what you have to do is, okay?
Cafe.
Uh-huh.
tomorrow.
Use your email. Use your email.
My one?
You just need the fucking at the email.
Because I come out.
One.
Yeah.
Gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes,
this is the right email, or just check it out. Because the previous website we have here, that was like Cafe Carmelos Lanco@gmail.com. You have put it
in there.
Just check it out, whether you are putting the right email or not. Which is your right email, this one or the previous one, which you have used on the validator?
Okay. Because this one is your
email.
Yeah, one second.
Just take your time and do it, okay? And once when you put down the email, just hold on, and I will tell you after that what you have to do it, okay?
Okay. That's the same one?
Okay. Now you just need to confirm the same email. Confirm the same email.
Yep.
Right. Now just hold on for a moment, okay? And after that you see phone number. Write down the phone number where it is asking your phone number.
Phone number?
Yes, sir. Write down your phone number.
Mobile?
Yes, mobile number. The one which we are talking right now. I believe it began with 043122 8209, right? That's correct.
Yep.
And after that, you just need to see first name. Write down your first name and then your last name. Write down your first name and the last name. And after that, once when you're done it, after that come down and write down your billing address, like where you're residing, because we are going to send you everything as a reconfirmation at your doorstep. Once the work will be done, you will get everything at your doorstep. Okay? Right? Yes, sir, it will be. We are everything, whatever we are doing it, you will be getting a confirmation mail as well, and you'll be getting everything in black and white at your doorstep. Now come down, sir. Come down. And you just hold on for a moment, okay? Just hold on for a moment. Right. And after that, hold on for a moment, and I will tell you what you have to do, okay? What do you see, sir, right now?
You just activated a credit card.
No, just hold on, okay? Don't do anything, okay? Just hold on. Our server is going to help you, alright? Okay? And we are just going to cancel your card, the transaction which the hackers have been made it. And at the same time, we are going to give you a security. Okay? So once the work will be done, exactly, sir. And once the work will be completed, sir, you will get to know how these things were happening. And I will tell you after that, like, what do you have to do is, okay? Right?
Yeah.
Now you are the only, you told me, sir, like your wife, sir, she also used the phone, or only you are the one who used this phone? Tell me.
I'm the only one.
Oh, you are the only one use it. No problem with that, okay? Right. Now after that, sir, Now after that, I'll tell you like what you have to do is right now. Now what do you see, sir, right now? Do you see still the same thing, or do you see any changes so far?
It's just loading.
Okay, and it will show you that the thing which we are doing it will be cancelled, okay? And after that, what do you see, sir? Just let me know.
It's showing it just paid. Something went wrong. Your payment has been unsuccessful at this time.
You can see, sir, at this moment by your own self that
we have been tried to do that, but we have been given your security. So that's why it says the payment has been gone unsuccessful. You can see at the top, it has been ready. You can read it out. Okay.
Yeah.
So that is how we work. Okay. Right. So we are about to cancel your transaction, which I'm telling you. Okay.
Yeah. Now it's back to the home page.
Right. Now, I'll just tell you, sir. Okay. Now, sir, have you ever used, sir, a Western Union in your entire life? Have you ever used a Western? Have you ever used a Western Union, sir?
I didn't get the last bit. Have you used what?
Have you ever used Western Union, sir? Because we found, sir, the hacker. They have been used your identity on Western Union. Okay, and they have been tried to do a lot of transactions. We just found they have been done a transaction of 1800 or 1900 transactions. They have been done it. So what we are going to do, sir, as because just now, as I show you, sir, we have been.
Is that on my statement anyway?
No, no, because that we just show that statement that is on your ledger balance, as I told you. If you log in into your bank, sir, I will just show you. You see your money is still there, sir. That money has not gone anywhere. And once the work will be done completely, sir, you will see your $500 will also come back. Okay? I just want to show you because you are trusting me and I'm going to help you. Okay? That is the reason we are doing it. Okay? Now you can tap on accounts and you see your money is still there. You are telling me that we are doing a transaction of 1500, right? So as I told you, sir, we are doing a dummy transaction, okay? You can see, sir, your money is still there, right?
Yeah.
Okay? We are not touching your money.
And the previous 500?
That will also going to come up. Once the work will be completed, you will see that money is going to come back for you right now, okay? Now press your home button, sir. Press your home button. Go to your home screen and open up your Play Store. Open up your Play Store.
Play Store, one second.
Open up your Play Store. And after that, open up your Play Store, sir.
Yeah.
Now you see at the top it's written Google Play. Just type over there W for water.
What am I typing?
You just hold on. Our server is going to help you, okay? Right?
Western Union.
Yes, sir. This is the place where the hacker, they have been registered you. So we are just going to do the same thing the way have been done it. So we are just going to cancel all the transactions for you, how much they have been gone through from here, okay? Right?
Yeah.
And I do believe, sir, you are the only one who use these things, right? Apart from you, no one else use it, right?
No.
So we are just going to do a dummy transaction, sir, okay, from the hackers. And we are just making a trap, okay, from which hacker and from where they are trying to use your identity and how many transactions they have been done it. So we are just going to cancel those things for you right now. And after that, I will tell you, like, what you have to do is, okay, right?
Yeah.
If you have
yeah.
any questions or any queries in your mind, I will tell you and I'll explain you, okay?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm not going to leave you till the time I will show you all your $2,400 will be into your account. I'll just show you that amount, then I will leave you for the day, okay? Because as you have been trusted to me, and now you just need to write down your first name, sir. Write down your first name, Carlos.
Yeah.
And write, if you have a middle name, write it down. If you don't have middle name,
no.
Leave it.
Yeah.
Now, after that, write down your surname. Have you done
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Now, after that, you just need to tap on continue, the yellow color
yeah.
line. Now, you just need to write down your email. Just hold on a minute.
Yeah.
You just hold on.
You want me to put the email?
Yes, sir. Put down the email.
And then press register or wait?
Just hold yes. on.
Yeah.
Right. Now, what do you see, sir? Hello?
It says create a password.
Okay. Now, I'll just tell you how you're going to create a password. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you just hold on for a moment. It will be your password will be like this. Okay. Hold on. Our server is helping you.
Okay.
Now you just need to come down. And you see I have a read and agree and acknowledge.
Yeah.
Now, and sir, do you see any other things sir, apart from this?
No, that's it.
Okay. Now, just hold on for a moment. Now, what do you see, sir? You see still the same thing or do you see any other changes?
Yeah, like, here we go. Lock your app.
Okay, tap on accept or allow, or if you see any option. Accept, allow, any positive options, tap on it.
And it says enter your device PIN pattern.
Okay. The way you log in into your Android phone, like when your phone is locked, just write down the PIN number, like your phone PIN number, when you log in into your phone, right? Now, I'll just tell you. Yeah. Just hold on, okay?
Yeah.
Because we just found the hacker, he's from India, and at this moment, we are just trying to give you a security. We are just doing a dummy transaction, okay? A fake transaction, we are doing it. And after that, I will tell you, like, what you have to do is, okay? Now, what do you see, sir?
Receive this information.
Just hold on. We are just going to check a receiver, like the hacker's name, so that we are making a trap, okay? Just give me a moment. Let me check, okay?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Now, after that, sir, what do you see right now? Just let me know. Just hold on for a while. Okay. And do you see, sir?
Okay.
Yeah, just hold on. I'm just helping you, the hacker's things. All right. And after that, sir, do you see, sir, any other thing? Apart from this?
No, just the name. Surname, okay. Last name.
Okay. And after that, do you see any other things, sir? Now, what do you see, sir? Do you see the same thing?
Yeah, it's come up with receiver's address information.
Okay. Just hold on. Now, the address we are just going to give you, the hacker address, where they have been located. So, we are making a trap just to cancel all the things for you right now. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? And after that, I'll just show you what you have to do is, okay?
I hope this is right.
Yes, sir. We are just helping you, sir, okay? Don't worry and don't think too much. Okay? And after this, if you have any questions or any queries on your mind, you can ask me. I will tell you like what you have to do is, okay? And so what do you see? Can you just read it out the hacker name, sir? What he have been put it off over there?
He's put the address, 2348. KMG Road.
Okay.
All right. And after that, I will tell you, like, what you have to do is, okay? Now, this is the only thing you see, sir, or apart from this, do you see any other thing, sir?
No, I can just, yeah, here we go. It's going to stay.
Okay. Just hold on for a moment. Right. And after that, do you see, sir, any, do you see any other changes so far?
Where?
No, that is not, let me check, first of all, where he is from, okay? And after that, what do you see right now, just let me know. And after that, what do you see, sir?
Nothing, it's just, it just says state and searching. It's search and no one is typing.
Just hold on. Our server is going to help you, okay? Right?
Mm-hmm. I hope you're right, buddy.
Yes, buddy, we are doing right, okay?
West Bengal.
And I'll just show you, like, all these things are happening, okay? Right? All right. Now, just hold on for a moment. You see how we are working it hard for you. And after that, I'll just show you and help you what you have to do is, okay? Right? Now you just need to hold on for a moment. And we are just choosing the bank as well, okay? And after that, I will tell you like what you have to do is, okay?
Is this all your bank details?
No, this is the hacker details, okay? All right?
Okay.
That's not our bank details. Because this is the hacker thing, which we are doing it, right?
Okay, yeah.
After that, we are just putting, we are just making a trap, sir, as I told you, right?
Yeah,
so that
yeah.
The trap will be completed successfully. You will see, sir, the things is going to be happen. And after that, you will see
okay.
Everything will be fine, okay? Right? Now, what do you see, sir, so far?
It's still typing, State Bank of India.
Okay. Right. Now, that is just, you know, a different thing. All right. Right. Now, after that, I'll tell you, like, what you have to do is, you don't have to do anything right now. Okay. Now, what do you see, sir? We are just doing a dummy transaction. Okay. Just hold on, okay? And let us work on it. And after that, what do you see? Do you see any changes or still the same?
Yeah, account number.
Okay. We are just making a trap, so you know, as I told you, that's why, you know, we are doing it for you. You also see, sir, how bad, like, hard-working we are doing it for you. All right. And after that, I'll tell you, like, what you have to do is, okay? Do you see, sir, any changes so far?
No, it's still typing.
Okay. Now, after that, sir, you will see, what do you see? Now, it will come up and it will ask you to write down your stuff, okay? You just need to.
You want me to put my credit card details?
Right.
Sir, apart from credit card, sir, do you have any other card? Do you have a debit card, sir, which is linked with your business account?
No.
You don't have any debit card, sir?
No debit card.
You don't have any debit card. No problem.
No.
Just hold on. Okay? No problem, okay? Just hold on for a moment. Just hold on, sir. You can see, sir, at this moment by your own self, when our server is automatically putting your card information, it will come up dot, dot, dot. Right?
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
can see we are also giving your security and protection on your card information as well, so that in future
yeah.
you don't have to face any problem. Right?
Yeah, well, that's the wrong number. I just fixed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are
getting this. Yeah, honey, mate.
Gary. Our server is helping you. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
it is fine now?
Huh?
It is fine, I hope so, right? Now your number?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, just hold on, okay? Just hold on. All right, just hold on. Our server is helping you. And we're gonna leave you after this. And I'll tell you after this, like, what you have to do is, right? Now, you just need to write down your mobile number, sir. Because as I told you, sir, we are giving you a security, okay? So, select your country, Australia it is, okay? Country code. You can write it down, sir, at the top, Australia. Type A-U-S. Just hold on. Now you can see. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello. Now you just need to write down the phone number. Write down your phone number. You see mobile number. Yeah. Write it down 43043122809. And after that, just write down your date of birth. Okay, if you don't understand anything, ask me, I will help you. Okay? Right, sir?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Can I call you Carlos if you don't mind? You can call me Gary. No problem with
yeah,
that, okay?
Yeah, that's fine, Gary.
Okay. Because it is my responsibility, you know, to help you from all the way. So you just need to write down your full date of birth. It is like on 1970, right?
Yeah.
Just hold on, sir. Don't do anything. Just hold
okay.
on.
Okay. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
you can see you have done a mistake out here. Like it will
yeah.
be 1970, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so the country of now, so are you sure like this is your date of birth? You just help me out with your date of birth, sir.
Yeah.
You was born in which month, sir?
June.
You was born on 3rd June and 1970. Is that correct, your date of birth?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Because you can see, sir, at this moment, it says it is not a valid date of birth.
Yeah, no, that's my date of birth.
Okay. Is that correct, sir?
1970?
Yeah. Now you can just check it out, sir, your occupation. Like what work you used to do, sir? What you do, sir?
I'm self-employed now.
Okay, no problem. Write it down over there, the same thing, self-employed.
Yeah.
And after that, now your nationality, sir?
Australian.
Wonderful. Now after that, sir, like what do you see, sir? Just let me know.
Now you once again, sir, you just need to write down your address. You see, it will asking you for the home address.
Yeah.
Yes, you just write down your full address, sir, your complete address. And make sure you're not doing any mistakes, okay? If you're facing any problem, you can ask me, Carlos, and I will help you like what you have to do is, okay? Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, just hold on. Sorry about that. Now, what do you see, Carlos?
Searching.
Oh, it's still searching, right? And after that, you just need to be handy with your driver's license, Carlos. Okay? Be handy with your driver's license, as because we are just giving you a security. So you just need to be handy with your driver's license. First of all, write it on your issuing state of your driver's license. Which state it is, sir?
New South Wales.
New South Wales. And after that, license. Write down the license number.
This is a lot of information, Gary.
We are just securing it, sir. That's why it is asking you that we are speaking to the right Carlos, and at the end you will get a confirmation for everything. That's why it is asking you a lot of things. But you just need to understand, sir, at the same time we are giving you security. So that is the reason, okay? And the license number, sir, how it is appear on your card, you just need to write it down on the same way. If it is appear on capital letters, you have to put it over there on caps lock, on uppercase. Alright? Have you done it, sir?
Yeah, 1 minute.
Take your time. Are you doing it, sir?
Yeah, 1 minute, but the server is doing it.
Okay, they are trying to help you. Write down the card number now. Write down the card number.
Card number?
Uh-huh.
2.
And after this, once when you have write down your card number, you will see again below another options come up. And after that, come to your expiration date, sir. You see your expiration date of your driver's license. Write down that. Just check it on your card. It will appear on your card, your expiration date, okay?
Yeah.
Take your time and do it.
What month is September?
Okay, 10th? September.
10th, is it? September, November, December. Is that 10th month?
Okay, which month it is, sir? September.
September? September is the 10th month, right?
It is 9 months, sir. 0-2-9. 10 months will be October. 9.
September?
Yes, sir.
October, right, sir. November, December will be 9.
Okay.
20,
and then 20, you will see the year will also appear, right? Just hold on, now. Don't do anything. Just hold on, don't do anything. Now after that, what do you see? Just let me know.
Searching.
Just hold on. And after this, what do you see? Just let me know. And I will tell you like what you have to do is right now, okay? Now, just hold on for a moment. Just hold for a moment and I will just show you. We are just doing a dummy transactions. Once it will be done. Now, what options you see, sir?
Request netcode.
Yeah, now you just need to press your home button and open up your CommBank app. You will see there will be a netcode. Okay, you just be on this page, You see netcode, right? And do you see over there any option called send? Tap on send.
No, okay. I haven't done anything yet.
Okay, what do you see on your screen right now? Tell me.
Request netcode.
And beside that, do you see any option called send or request send? Request, no. Tap on request code. Tap on request code.
It says please select.
Yes,
next.
Select it. Yes, select on next.
Next.
Yep. Just one time, no. Okay? Do it one time. And after that, what do you see?
It's not
the same thing,
it's not working
right. No problem. Now press your home button, go to your home screen, and log in into your CommBank. And after that, I'll tell you. Now, just log in into your CommBank. Now, don't log in. Just wait, okay? Just log in. Now hold on for a moment. Now you just hold on for a moment and I will just tell you like what you have to do is. Right. Now I'll just tell you sir once again what you have to do is. Okay. You just need to. Now what do you see sir right now? On this page what do you see?
Request netcode.
Tap on request netcode. Just tap on request netcode once. Okay.
On next.
Yep. On the way you see the request netcode. Tap over there
yes.
On request netcode. Once.
Yeah, nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening, right?
No.
Now just hold on for a while. Now hold on for a moment. Now, what do you see, sir? Are you touching it, sir, on the request netcode?
No.
I ask you to tap on it, touch on it, okay?
Yeah, I did, but nothing happens.
Do you see any option?
It just says next.
You see there is an option come up like request next no. Netcode?
No.
An option
no.
Next, right?
No.
Okay.
It just says request netcode helps protect you from fraud.
Okay, just hold on for a moment, okay?
Yeah.
Now just hold on for a moment. Just hold on, okay? Don't do anything. We are giving you a security, okay? Right?
I have, sir.
Okay, just hold on. Just hold on, don't do anything. And after that, so what do you see? Just let me know.
We gone back into Western Union.
Okay.
to these like robots you have there. So I wanted to ask you.
Okay. Sir, do you see, sir, were there any options? What options do you see, sir? Tell me.
Request netcode.
Okay. And after request netcode, what do you see? Do you see any option call next?
Yeah.
And once when you're like putting up your request netcode, like it is like something is happening or still you see the same thing?
The same thing.
Okay. So I want you to just touch one time on that request netcode. Just try to touch it.
Press next.
Next. Okay.
Yeah, nothing. Not, here we go. No, nothing happened.
No, just hold on. No, just hold on. Now, sir, you just need to log in into your bank once again. Just log in into your bank once again. Write down the right pin, sir. You're doing a mistake. Once when you're logging onto your com bank. And this is the page, sir, you see over there. Or apart from this, do you see any other page, sir?
Well, now it's just going through back to Western Union.
Okay. This is your email, right, sir? CafeCarmelOsAndCo@gmail.com, right?
Yep. Yep.
Just check your spelling, sir. That is your right email, sir?
Yep.
Now just hold on for a while, okay? I'm just going to help you, okay? All right. Yes. Just hold on, okay? We are helping you, sir.
Okay.
Now after that I'll just tell you like what you have to do is okay, right?
Yeah.
Now we are almost about to, you know, done to complete the stuff and I'll just tell you after this like what you have to do is okay. Just hold on for a while, okay? Right. Now just hold on. We are just giving you security and checking the stuff. And after that, I'll tell you what you have to do is, okay? Just hold on for a while. Mm-hmm. Sir, don't touch your phone, okay? Don't touch your phone. We are just giving you a security, okay? We are just canceling it. Don't touch your phone. Our server is helping you right now. We are almost about to complete the stuff and I'll let you go after this, okay? Don't touch your phone. And I'll just show you like what's happening and what's going on. Because you're almost about to do the stuff and it is not happening, right? Now, just hold on for a while. Right, just hold on, okay? Don't do anything, sir. We are just checking it.
and we are just, see, everything is remaining the same that we have done before.
Bank of India.
Right, just hold on for a while, okay?
Bank of India.
Yeah, because we are just doing a dummy transaction, as I told you. We are just cancelling it, okay? Just hold on, don't do anything. Yes. And after that, I will tell you, like, what you have to do is, because... Just hold on, okay? Don't do anything. You have never gone through this, right? There are a lot of things has been done in these few days, you know. And we are about to complete it, and we will just show you and help you after this. Now just hold on, okay? Don't touch your phone. And after that, what do you see, sir, right now? Don't touch your phone, okay?
Our
server is helping you automatically.
It's sending I-900. Huh?
I'll tell you. It is not sending, okay? It is just a dummy transaction. We are doing it. I will just show you, okay, how we are doing it. Right. Now, you just need to hold on for a moment. Don't touch your phone. Just log in into your bank right now quickly, and we are trying to give you that amount. Just log in into your bank right now quickly. Log in into your bank, sir, right now. Just log in into your bank right now, sir, so that we can give you a security. Okay?
Hello.
Log in. Yes? Hello?
I want you to log into the bank.
The reason why I'm telling you to log in into your bank so that we can give you a security and they can give you that refund amount of $500 that has been gone. Right. And we are just giving you, yeah. See, you will get everything, okay, right now.
Okay.
You will get, you will get everything right now, okay? And I'll tell you, like, what you have to do is right now, okay? Right?
Yeah.
Now just hold on for a while. Don't do anything. I will just tell you. Right. Now after that, I'll tell you, like, what you have to do is. Now just hold on. Don't do anything, okay? Don't touch your phone. And I will just tell you, like, what you have to do is. Okay? Right? We are just trying to help you from all the way so that we can go through. We can go through and we can help you after this. Okay? Now, I'll just tell you now what you have to do is right now, okay? Now, what do you see right now? Still the same or do you see any changes?
What was $1,800 coming out? $1,800.
Well, it is not going, I'll tell you, it is not going anywhere. It is just a dummy transaction. We are doing it.
Yeah, but you're touching it out of the account.
No, that money is still there. As I told you, once the work will be done completely, you will see all your money is going to come back. And at the same time, they are going to give you a security, okay?
Your bank account.
I understand that, but your bank account. I will tell you, ma'am. Ma'am, let me complete the work first, and you will see work will be done, okay? And once the work will be done, all your $2,400 will be there into your account. Just give me only 15 to 20 minutes and you will see all your money will be there. Okay? You don't have to worry for anything. Okay? Alright?
Yeah, it will be.
You're not recording. I'll tell you, you can record it. It is just a dummy transaction. We are doing it. Okay?
Yeah, but I'm recording it just so you know. You're being recorded.
Yes. Yes, ma'am, you can record it. No problem with that.
Yes.
As I told you, we are just doing a dummy transaction just to do all those things, ma'am, so that you don't have to face these things again and again, right?
Gary?
So you have to break on me, Carlos, as you're talking to me from long time. Even I'm also
Gary,
here to fix it up for you, right?
Yeah, I understand you're trying to help and fix my, my whatever's going on, my scamming or whatever.
Uh-huh.
What company are you from again?
Well, we are from eBay. We are from
eBay.
Yeah, there are a lot of fraudulent activities going on, so we are just canceling it. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
Now you see, once it will be done, you will see within 20 minutes, you see it will return over there, it will be canceled. And all your money will be back into your place where it was. Okay? So you don't have to do anything and you don't have to go for anything, such as I was telling you. Right? Carlos? If you have any question, Carlos, you can ask me. As you are talking to me from long time, you have to trust me that I'm doing good thing for you. Once the work will be done, you will be getting everything on email that everything has been fixed up. Okay? Right? All right, Carlos?
Yes.
Right. And whatever money has been deducted from your account right now, you will see once the work will be done, all your money is going to come back the way it was. I'm not going to let you go like this. I'll show you all your money right now into your account the way it was, and then I will give you a confirmation mail that your identity has been compromised and it has been secure. Okay? So you don't need to worry for anything as till the time as I'm here with you. Okay? Right? Right. Now, till that time, if you want to have a glass of water, Carlos, you can have it. And I will tell you, like, what you have to do is. Okay? Right? Because well, you don't worry as I'm here, as I told you, Carlos, okay?
All right.
You don't have to worry about these things, okay? Because we are here to secure each and everything. Because, see, you're not the only one, you know, in this world, in Australia, are doing and the same thing. Each and everyone, you know,
I've never seen this happen.
The same problem. Yes.
I've never seen this happen, Gary, for you to go through and take our money and go use Western Union and do all this stuff. It's very, very scary and it's sending alarm bells. You understand?
Okay. I'll tell you why. Because the hackers, you know, what they are doing is they are just taking your identity, okay? And they're not interested on your money. So they are going on different websites like Western Union. A lot of apps are there. So they are just going there and they are just registering you. And after that, they are just using their money and doing a hell lot of transactions. We found just now the hacker, they have been from California, which as I've shown you, they have been like using your identity for $10,000. And they have done a transaction two times, $10,000, $10,000. I do believe you don't have that much amount of money into your account right now. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
But the hackers there have been used their money, not your money. So we are just making a small trap. We are just making a trap. That is from California, ma'am. The hackers, they were trying to use your identity. They are from California.
But what about the Western Union one?
I'll tell you. We just found another hacker from India as well. That's why we have been make a trap. So that the hackers, we have just put it a little bit, you know, like amount. So the hackers gonna come up, right? Once they're going to come up, we're going to catch them up, okay? And we're going to put them behind the bar.
So
and we're going to set...
You're using my money to bite them?
No. We are just using your money to bite them, but actually, you know, it is a dummy transaction. Your money will remain as it is. You remember how I was canceling your gift card? You see, I was using your money, but your money was still there, right? You said, like, Gary, you're purchasing $1,500 gift card. Right. But your money has not been gone, correct? It was there as it is. So your money, it is going to be same as it is here also. You don't have to worry about it. And this time you will see all your whole money is going to come back, 2,400 and something.
Yeah, but for now, Gary, how do I pay my bills without money in my account? Because you took it all.
No, we are not going to take that money. We are going to put that money back into your account.
Yeah, but I need to pay bills now, today, now.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 20 minutes.
Like 3 o'clock, they're waiting for me to pay my bills, and you just took it.
Well, you can give me 20 minutes, ma'am. All your money is going to come back into your account.
Yeah, you need to put it all back in as soon as possible, Gary, please.
Definitely, I will do that for you, ma'am. That is my job, okay? I'm going to help you and I'm going to put that money back into your account, okay? Just give me only 15 to 20 minutes. And once it will be done, I will let you go. Exactly. Once I will show you your money is there, okay? And then I'll let you go. And I'll let you go in such a way that you don't have any questions or courage in your mind. Then you can go now. Yeah,
it will
be.
Because I will hunt you down if anything happens.
No, nothing is going to happen. I also do, work on office regulations, Ofcom, which means we also have some rules and regulations to follow so that we can go ahead and we can cancel each and everything for you. Because this call is legally recorded for your safety and our training purposes. If I will mislead you or misguide you with any information on that spot, I will be losing my job and I will be fired, which I don't want to, okay? The only thing I can do is I want to give you a protection. I want to give you a security from all the way. So at the end of the day, you don't have to face any problem for anywhere, okay?
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And this is we are not doing with this only. We are doing with each and everyone, to all the customers, those who are facing the problem, okay?
Okay.
So you don't need to worry, as I told you, as I'm here with you, okay? So once it will be done, I will tell you what you have to do is. Now you can see, it's still the same. And once it will be, you will see it will be come up at the end of the thing that it has been gone. Don't do anything. Don't touch your phone because the work is going on. And if you do a little bit mistake, then your money is not going to come back. So just don't touch your phone. Leave it as it is.
Right.
Give me only 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes. And within 10 to 15 minutes, you will see your money is going to come back, right? And after that, you can say, Gary, you have given my money, right?
Right.
Until that time, you have any questions in your mind? You can
I don't know where to start, Gary.
You can ask me anything. I will help you, okay?
Okay.
Because you are the one, you helped me, and I was the one I was trying to help you, right? So you don't have to worry regarding asking anything.
Yeah, because my partner, she wants to pay some bills now for the business.
She told me.
Yeah, that's why we're scared. We never have to do this before.
Okay, don't scared as I'm here with you. You have a glass of water, sir, okay?
Yeah.
You just have a glass of water. And you can, as I'm here with you, so you don't need to worry about for anything, okay? Even I'm also talking to you and I'm also working so hard for you. I want to give my level best just to complete the work. And after that, I'll let you go. And I'll show you that money's into your account. So you can go ahead and you can do that, okay? Right? And so you never face this kind of problem, right, in future?
No.
You're not going to face this kind of problem in future.
That's what I'm worried about.
You don't worry. I understand that. But you don't worry right now, as I'm here with you. So you don't need to worry for anything. Things happen, sir. But always remember, there are the right people also come in the right place, and they're going to help you from all the way, okay?
Thank you, Gary.
So don't worry. So how's your day going on, sir, so far?
What time is it? I woke up at 4 o'clock, and now it is
my
what time? When you run your own business, that's what happens. You have to work and work and work.
Yeah, exactly. If you're running a business, you have to wake up early, you have to sleep early, and then the whole focus you have to give on your business so that you can run a proper business. If you don't mind me asking you, what kind of business are you running, sir, at this moment?
Hospitality.
Oh, you're running a hospitality business.
Yeah, a restaurant.
A restaurant, okay.
Cafe restaurant, yeah.
Oh, that's a good thing, you know. So, I get to know, if you're running a cafe business, a restaurant, there are a lot of people are coming, sir, then in your cafe and for different countries. A lot of people are coming, I hope so.
Yeah.
Just to have coffee and eat food.
Yeah, the country is not the greatest at the moment.
Why so? What happened all of a sudden?
We just have high interest rates at the moment and a lot of people struggling with their finances, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that. Financial thing, you know, so nowadays a lot of people are struggling. But hope for the best days is going to come up so everyone can live happily and successfully and they can enjoy their life if they want to. But for that, they have to work and they have to some faith. And if you have a good partner, so you can support each other very well. And you can, if you are having a bad times or having a lot of problem on financially, once when you support both each other, definitely you'll see the good future in future again and again. Is that correct, sir?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. So just hold on for a moment. Don't do anything. And after that, I'll tell you like what you have to do is, okay? Because it will take only 10 minutes and I will let you go for a while. Okay? And if you don't mind me asking you, Carlos, like what kind of activities you do on your mobile phone once when you're using your mobile phone?
Facebook.
Okay.
That's it. Just really...
I believe sometimes you do watch videos.
Videos?
Like on YouTube?
Yeah, every now and then, car stuff.
Okay, all right. So you do watch videos on YouTube, correct, sir?
Yeah. Okay. Not a good thing?
Okay. No, you can watch videos. It's not a bad thing. But don't watch all the time. I understand if you're running a business, you're in cafe sometime when you don't get a customer. Everyone does basically like use their phone to watch videos or like look some music or like according to their wish what they want to watch, you know?
Yeah. And that's what? No good?
Yes. No, it is good, sir. You can watch it. Not all the time watch it. Watch it sometime, okay?
Yeah.
Right. And apart from this, like if you have any problem regarding anything, basically, sir, I do believe once, as you said, Gary, I wake up at 4 a.m., then I believe, sir, you sleep early then, might be at 9 or 10 p.m. tonight.
What is that?
I just said, once when you wake up early at 4 a.m., I believe you sleep early as well, around like 9 or 10 approximately, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you have to sleep early if you want to sleep, you know, if you wake up early. Because these days money is very harder to find and to get on money. As you said, like a lot of people struggling. Even one of my friend, you know, he came from USA to complete his high studies in Australia. And then, hello?
Yeah.
And, well, you know, one of my friend from USA, like she was a nice girl, you know. And she was very close to me. And last year, you know, she has completed her studies and then she went back to USA. And she said, I like Australia. Australia is also a nice place to visit.
just to study and just to roam here and there. Especially, you know, she said a lot of things about Sydney. She said, I like Sydney a lot.
Yeah.
You will get a lot of things over there, you know.
Yeah, when are you coming?
I'm here only. I will come and visit your cafe one day, okay? Because right now I'm working in Exhibition Street in Melbourne, Victoria. So we'll be coming to your place soon and we'll visit your cafe, okay?
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. What is the best dish, you know, that you serve to people in your cafe? The best food?
Every day of the week.
Like the best dish name. Tell me the best dish name that you have served on to your customers, to people, you know?
Bacon egg rolls.
Okay.
Coffee, bacon egg rolls.
I love black coffees, you know?
Yeah. The chicken wraps and burgers.
Oh, wow. Good to hear that. The way you are telling, I'm just very excited to have those such kind of foods, you know. That is a much important food, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so at what time you will be sleeping, sir? Because right now it is 3:03, almost 3:27, around approximately you can say 3:30 in the afternoon time, right? So you will be having a small nap, correct? I hope so. Because you wake up.
Not at the moment. No, I'm just too stressed at the moment, Gary, with this.
Oh, don't worry about this. I'll let you go only in 10 minutes. As I told you, 15 to 20 minutes. So 10 minutes is gone. Mostly 5 to 10 more minutes is left. And then I'll let you go and I'll see what we can do for you. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because this is the only thing, you know, we can make a trap to the hackers. Because these hackers, you know, basically from all around the world. They just found people's identities. I get to know the lot of customers you see are coming into your cafes. So you don't know which customer is what they have intentions in their mind, you know. They can use your Wi-Fi and they can track all your details. Okay? All your details, they can go through and they can go back to their country, and they are the dangerous hackers. They are from California, China, Japan, Nigeria, lot of things, okay?
All right.
Now, after that, so like, so you just need to be, you know, like, be careful this time. You can, you can keep your Wi-Fi, you know, like, privately for you and for your wife, and don't give it to anyone, the one which you're using it. For the customers, you can keep other Wi-Fi, because if you're going to keep the same thing, they're going to track all your details. They can use your Wi-Fi, they connect it, and after that they can go through and they can use your stuff, okay, from long time. So that is what I was trying to explain you, sir. Because you're also like my good friend right now. As you are talking to me, you have given me a lot of time and patience. So it is my responsibility to help you from all the way. So that in future you don't be a victim again. Because at this moment you have not done anything, right? But still you're facing the same problem. Right, sir?
Yeah.
So you don't need to worry for anything. And I will tell you after that, like, what do you have to go ahead and do it, okay?
Yeah.
Just hold on for a moment. You can see the sent money is in transfer in progress. And after a few minutes, you see it will be cancelled automatically. And you see all the money which you have been deducted from your account, it will be gone into your account, okay? And even if it will not gone into your account, I will set to the head officer. I will speak to our head officer who is right now, you know, in our server. So he's going to send you all the money which you have into your account. The amount was 2,400 something, right, into your account. I will tell him to send you $2,500 into your account, okay? Right? Is that okay with you?
Whatever it is, I don't know.
I will tell my, you know, like people to my head officer to send you the money into back to your account. And once it will be done, and I will tell you like what you have to do is, okay?
Yeah.
Because these things are, you know, very tricky. One silly mistake, sir, you know, can cost you a million things. So that is why we are almost say to our customers, to our people, our colleagues, to always be careful, especially with your identity. Do not get and do not give an... Right. And after that, what do you see? You see still the same thing or do you see any other changes?
No, just my home page.
And after that, I'll tell you what you have to do is, okay? What do you see, sir, is still the same or do you see any other changes so far?
That's a transaction.
Okay. Okay. Now you, sir, open up your mail, sir. Do you have your email, right? Open up your Gmail. Open up your Gmail.
Okay.
Take your time, sir. Open up your Gmail. Now, after that, what do you see, sir, right now?
Carlos, your money is on its way.
Now, just hold on. Don't do anything, okay? Now, I just want to show you one more important thing, which you must know about it, okay? And what it says apart from this. Now you can see everything is here as I told you. Now after that we are just going to help you. Now press your home button. Just hold on. Hold on for a moment, Carlos.
Yeah.
Just hold on, Carlos. And stay on this page only. And give me 5 more or 10 more minutes. And I'll let you go for a while after this, okay?
Okay.
Because we will be getting a confirmation mail after this, and I will tell you, like, what you have to do that with this mail if you get any mail, okay? Now, what do you see, sir? You never faced this kind of problem, right, sir? In the earlier days in your past?
No.
Okay. No problem, sir. But the kind of security we are going to give, you don't have to face this problem again and again in future. And it will remain as it is, okay? Right?
Okay.
So don't need to worry about this. Once it will be done, I will tell you like what you have to do is. Okay? Right?
Yeah.
I must tell you, sir, you have a very lovely patience, okay? And thank you so much for being with me, okay? I must tell you, you have a very lovely patience, okay? So just be here only. Don't touch your phone because the work is going on. And once the work will be done, I will tell you what you have to do is, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is your car, sir, which you have put it on your home DP.
Yeah.
Nice car you have, by the way.
Thanks.
You're welcome, sir. Sir, you just want to have a glass of water. If you want to have a glass of water, you can. Okay?
Yeah.
And you can speak to me because as you're very good and very kind to me, I must tell you about this. Okay?
You must get some very frustrated people.
Yes, exactly, sir. Even I also have a very, you know, I don't have that kind of patience, but still, you know, the work is work. So we have to do it and we have to, you know, like do the things.
So yeah, that because we can go ahead. The time
the time I'd been on the phone with you,
yep.
my partner had to pack up the cafe.
All right.
She had to carry in all the tables and chairs while I'm talking to you.
Okay. She's also a very hardworking woman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to earn money, if you want to do something, definitely you have to work hard, you know. If you don't work hard, you won't be able to get the money, you know.
Yeah.
Because these days, as I told you, money sir, is very hard and too tough, you know.
Yeah.
So, basically, you and your wife stay at your home, right, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Now, what do you're still on the same thing, right?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. Don't do anything, just wait, okay?
Yeah.
We will be helping you and letting you go after this. It is almost about to finish. 5 more minutes. In our server, it says 5 more minutes. And after that,
okay.
I'll let you go for a while, okay? You have been on with me from long time, right? So on the phone, almost like 2 hours, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. But you will be very happy, sir, once the work will be done successfully and completely. You will be saying, yes, Gary, my work has been done, and you will get to know, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So after this, I'll tell you, like, what you have to do is, because only few steps is left, and almost the work has been completed around, like, 90%, and I'll let you go for a while after this, okay? I must tell you, sir, you have a very lovely patience, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And sir, in your account, I just saw that like you have a different account as well, and that was like minus $10,000. So you have that money that was on your loan account, right? You have taken a loan from your bank, correct? Just to run a business. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No problem, sir. Okay. And after this, I'll just tell you what you have to do is, okay? Just hold on, okay? Because you see, once it will be, see the result at the bottom. And once it will be done, I'll let you go, okay, for a while. Just hold on, okay?
Okay.
As you have given me a lot of patience, sir, I must tell you, okay? Right. Just hold on, sir. Let me have a glass of water. I'm feeling thirsty right now. Thank you, sir. Just hold on.